Hello, it's me, the M, the I, the K, to the E, hailing from the D, the Y, to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations. And remember, I'm just saying. I want to talk to you today from the subject of be sweet. Again, that's be sweet. I remember when I would go down to Georgia, LaGrange, Georgia in particular, and I would visit my grandmother. And when you would leave or, you know, either leave her house to go to another relative's house or prepare to, leave for good. Good when I say return back to, you know, home. Our home is Ohio. Of course, you know that from the intro. She would always say, be sweet. And it's funny when she would say, be sweet, because when I think of what she says, be sweet, I think of it probably different from some people because, you know, some of the average tough guys or whatever you want to call them would be like, hey, man, what you talking about? Be sweet. I ain't sweet. I don't like it when a girl calls me sweet, because you know how a girl says, oh, you're sweet, saying you're a nice person. But it's funny because my granny was just saying, be well behaved, be kind. And I look at the scripture, in particular, Philippians 4:5, which says, let your gentleness be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. So just be sweet. A lot of the times the reason that you're not getting what you want, maybe because you're not being sweet. And when I say sweet again, I mean just kind. You're not being kind, loving, and compassionate, and you know, always, you know, trying to, you know, force your way. And I believe a lot of times in life, in certain things, it's by choice, not force. And it doesn't always have to be a contact sport. So just remember that and think about what I'm saying when I say be sweet. I think about the Sunday school lesson that we were working on and we're working on with Esther and Ahasuerus. I believe that Esther is being sweet or kind or whatever you want to call it because, hey, King Ahasuerus was following up with those demands. So, ladies, be sweet. I'm not saying you have to be all the time, you know, let somebody run over you, not be firm, or sometimes you can be firm but not be stern. I've had somebody say that about me as a coach. They said, you're firm but not stern. And I said, wow, that's amazing. But just be sweet. And guys, sometimes guys, you know, when you're dealing with your ladies, imagine if you were being sweet sometimes how it will work. But I'm not saying that all people are always going to take it the right way because sometimes you just have to be fair and firm. So just know how to operate that toggle switch between being sweet and being firm when you need to be. Just always keep that on the sticky side of your mind. You have once again come into the land of Mike Believe, a place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rocks. Never, never land. Wish that it was never created in the first place. And Wonderland, wonder why it was constructually built in the first place. And I encourage you to dream like you'll live forever, but please, pretty please, live like you'll die today. I quit!